Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges 140 crore countrymen to build Vikasit Bharat by 2047 without relying on foreign goods. Says Operation Sindoor not just a responsibility of armed forces, but that of every Indian. Prime Minister inaugurates and lays foundation stone of several development projects worth more than 5,500 crore rupees in Gandhinagar, Gujarat. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh approves Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft Programme Execution Model. Met Department forecasts heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over west coast of India along Kerala, Karnataka and coastal areas of Maharashtra. And in Asian Athletics Championships, Gulveer Singh wins gold in running and Servin Sebastian wins bronze in race walk at Gumi in South Korea. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that recent events have proven that the so-called proxy war against India is in fact a well-planned war strategy. Addressing a public gathering at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, he said that following the events of May the 6th, India no longer needs to provide proof of terrorist activity. The evidence is now being provided by those across the border themselves.
आज तक जिसे हमें प्रॉक्सी वॉर कहते थे 6 मई के बाद जो दृश्य देखे गए उसके बाद हम इसे प्रॉक्सी वॉर कहने की गलती नहीं कर सकते हैं और इसका कारण है जब आतंकवाद के 9 ठिकाने तय करके 22 मिनट में साथियों उनको ध्वस्त कर दिया और इस बार तो सब कैमरा के सामने की सारी व्यवस्था रखी थी ताकि हमारे घर में कोई सबूत ना मांगे.
The Prime Minister pointed out that the terrorists killed were given state honours in Pakistan with the national flag draped over their coffins and salutes offered by the Pakistani army. He said this clearly establishes that these are not isolated terrorist acts but part of a coordinated military strategy. Mr. Modi said India does not seek enmity with anyone and wishes to live in peace. He added that the country aspires to progress in a way that contributes to the welfare of the world and the government is working with dedication for the upliftment of millions of Indians. Highlighting past policy missteps, the Prime Minister urged the younger generation to study the historical decisions that harmed national interests. Referring to the Indus-Waters Treaty of 1960, he said it was agreed that dams in Jammu and Kashmir would not be cleaned or desilted.
मैं नई पीढ़ी को कहना चाहता हूं देश को कैसे बर्बाद किया गया है 1960 में जो इंडस वाटर ट्रीटी हुई है अगर उसकी बारीकी में जाएंगे तो आप चौंक जाएंगे. यहां तक तय हुआ है उसमें कि जो जम्मू कश्मीर की अन्य नदियों पर डैम बने हैं उन डैम का सफाई का काम नहीं किया जाएगा, डिसिल्टिंग नहीं किया जाएगा, सफाई के लिए जो नीचे की तरफ गेट है वो नहीं खोले जाएंगे. 60 साल तक ये गेट नहीं खोले गए और जिसमें 100% पानी भरना चाहिए था धीरे धीरे इसकी कैपेसिटी कम हो गई, 2% 3% रह गया. क्या मेरे देशवासियों को पानी पर अधिकार नहीं है? क्या उनको उनके हक का पानी मिलना चाहिए, नहीं मिलना चाहिए क्या?
Prime Minister Narendra Modi said there will be no compromise in achieving the vision of developed India on completing 100 years of independence and every citizen had a role to play in realizing this dream.
हम गांव-गांव व्यापारियों को शपथ दिलवाएं, व्यापारियों का कितना ही मुनाफा क्यों ना हो आप विदेशी माल नहीं बेचोगे. लेकिन दुर्भाग्य देखिए गणेश जी भी विदेश से आ जाते हैं, छोटी आंख वाले गणेश जी आएंगे, गणेश जी की आंख भी नहीं खुल रही है. आपको पता ही नहीं होता है आप हेयर पिन भी विदेशी उपयोग कर लेते हैं, कंघा भी विदेशी होता है, हमें मालूम तक नहीं है, पता ही नहीं है दोस्तों. देश को अगर बचाना है, देश को बनाना है तो ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ये सिर्फ सैनिकों के जिम्मे नहीं है, ऑपरेशन सिंदूर 140 करोड़ नागरिकों के जिम्मे.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth more than 5,500 crore rupees in Gandhinagar. The Prime Minister earlier flagged off the Operation Sindoor Samman Yatra in Gandhinagar, drawing massive public participation. The procession commenced from Raj Bhavan with enthusiastic crowds lining the streets, waving the tricolour and showering flowers on the Prime Minister's route. The vibrant yatra, brimming with nationalistic fervour, culminated at Mahatma Mandir, further amplifying the spirit of unity and pride. India continued to expose Pakistan's support to terrorism globally, with multi-party delegations visiting various countries and spreading New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against terrorism. The all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor visited South American country Guyana. Briefing media, Dr. Tharoor said Guyana had extended support for India's right to defend itself from terrorist attacks and to respond effectively.
Guyana's importance to us is because it is a member of the Security Council, and as such, its voice is heard when the 15 members of the Council are formulating a response to any incident involving international peace and security. So, for example, there is the press statement by the Security Council condemning the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Guyana's was one of the voices reflected in the language and strong support given to India in that press statement.
Another all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha held a meeting with Singapore's senior Minister of State for Foreign Affairs and Home Affairs. After the meeting, Sanjay Kumar Jha said the delegation has requested Pakistan be brought on Financial Action Task Force blacklist. As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valour of Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashvani News is presenting a special series. Today we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee Major Shaitan Singh, who made the supreme sacrifice during the Sino-Indian War in 1962.
Born in December 1924 in Jodhpur, Rajasthan, Major Shaitan Singh enrolled in Kumaon Regiment in 1949. During the Sino-Indian War in 1962, Major Shaitan Singh led C Company of 13 Kumaon Regiment, held a strategic position at Rezangla at an altitude of 5,000 meters. Defended by five platoons, the position came under a massive assault at dawn on November 18th. As waves of enemy soldiers advanced through mountain Nalas, Indian troops opened devastating fire, causing heavy casualties. Despite freezing conditions and overwhelming numbers, the Kumaonis, especially number 7, 8 and 9 platoons, fought with unmatched courage, engaging in hand-to-hand combat and holding ground till the last man. Surrounded and under relentless attack, they refused to retreat. Major Shaitan Singh, the company's commander, displayed exemplary leadership and courage in their battle of Rezangla. He led his troop most admirably. Unmindful of his personal safety, he moved from one platoon post to another. He continued to fight along with his men. While he was being evacuated by two other ranks, the Chinese brought heavy machine gun fire on them. Major Shaitan Singh, sensing danger to their lives, ordered them to leave him. The other ranks placed him behind a boulder on the slopes of a hill where he breathed his last. Major Shaitan Singh posthumously awarded Paramveer Chakra for his supreme courage, leadership and devotion to duty. Saklain Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories: Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. This year, the government had announced 139 Padma Awards, which comprise 7 Padma Vibhushan, 19 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri awards. A total of 68 eminent personalities will be honoured with Padma Awards today. Among them, former Chief Justice of India Jagdish Singh Kehar and Kumudini Rajnikant Lakhia will be awarded Padma Vibhushan. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has approved the Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft Programme Execution Model. The model aims to enhance India's indigenous defence capabilities and foster a robust domestic aerospace industrial ecosystem. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said, "This is an important step towards harnessing the indigenous expertise, capability and capacity to develop the advanced medium combat aircraft prototype, which will be a major milestone towards self-reliance in the aerospace sector." Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today said, "National Education Policy 2020 is significant for a futuristic education in the country while preserving traditional values." Speaking at a Media Networks Education Conclave in New Delhi, the minister emphasized that National Education Policy has emerged as a visionary framework shaping the future of learning in India.
राष्ट्रीय शिक्षा नीति 2020 लगभग तीन दशकों के बाद पहली बार भारतीयता के आधार पे एक दार्शनिक मसौदा फिलोसॉफिकल डॉक्यूमेंट बनी जिसमें भारत आने वाले सदियों में 21st सेंचुरी में अपना आवश्यकता को कैसे पूरा करे प्राथमिकता किस पे रहेगी ना केवल भारत विश्व की वंचित वर्गों की सामान्य लोगों की भी अपेक्षाओं को कैसे हम ग्लोबल सिटीजन बना के पूरा कर पाए इस प्रकार की दृष्टि इस प्रकार की विजन प्रधानमंत्री जी ने राष्ट्रीय शिक्षा नीति 2020 में दिया है.
The government has restored benefits under the Remission of Duties and Taxes on Exported Products scheme for exports made by advance authorization holders, export-oriented units and units in special economic zones. The restoration of benefits will be effective from the 1st of next month. These benefits, which were previously withdrawn, had remained in force until the 5th of February 2025. The scheme is aimed at enhancing India's export competitiveness in global markets by reimbursing exporters for embedded duties, taxes and levies that are not refunded under other existing schemes. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over the west coast of India, along Kerala, Karnataka and coastal areas of Maharashtra. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. R.K. Jenamani said that heavy rainfall has reduced in Mumbai as of now, but light to moderate rainfall will continue in the region. He added that the department has issued a red alert for Kerala and Karnataka and an orange alert heavy rainfall warning for northeast India.
Conditions are favorable for advance of southwest monsoon from parts of Chhattisgarh and Odisha and West Bengal and Sikkim and remaining parts of northeast India during 2 days. We have also given the red color warning for Kerala, Karnataka and coastal areas of Maharashtra and orange color heavy rainfall warning for northeast India, southern West Bengal and Sikkim and Odisha.
In athletics, India's Gulveer Singh has clinched the gold medal in the men's 10,000-meter race at the Asian Athletics Championships in Gumi, South Korea. He secured the top spot, clocking 28 minutes, 38.63 seconds. Earlier, Sir Vin Sebastian opened India's medal tally at the Asian Athletics Championships. Sir Vin clinched the bronze medal in the men's 20-kilometer race walk, clocking 1 hour, 21 minutes and 13.6 seconds today. In badminton, ace Indian shuttler PV Sindhu has advanced to the women's singles second round of the Singapore Open in Singapore. She defeated Wan Yu Tsang of Canada 21-14, 21-9. In IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow at 7:30 this evening. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges 140 crore countrymen to build Vikasit Bharat by 2047 without relying on foreign goods. Says Operation Sindoor not just a responsibility of armed forces, but that of every Indian. Prime Minister inaugurates and lays foundation stone of several development projects worth more than 5,500 crore rupees in Gandhinagar, Gujarat. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh approves advanced medium combat aircraft program execution model. Met Department forecasts heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over west coast of India, along Kerala, Karnataka and coastal areas of Maharashtra. And with that, we end the midday news.